This is the only live and local morning show in the area. Interesting news, engaging talk, and news that affects you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
My guest on this Wednesday is Bob Patterson, Public Works Director for the City of Pendleton. We have much to cover, and we will do that, so stay with us. That conversation begins right after these words.
Attention Pendleton residents. The City of Pendleton has begun gravel pickup. City crews will be setting out yellow signs with red lettering in areas they'll be working on and will provide additional public notices as they move from one area of the town to the next. To help the city pick up as much gravel as possible, please pay attention and park your cars off the street when in designated areas. The City of Pendleton appreciates your patience and assistance during this time.
You informed on local issues. Back to the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5 1290 KUMA.
Thanks for joining us. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tespin, your host, and joining me this morning is City of Pendleton Public Works Director Bob Patterson. Bob, good morning. Thanks good. For joining us.
Yep, good morning, Dan.
Boy, we got a lot to talk about this morning, so we're going to just get right into it. City Council to consider options for Despain Avenue reconstruction, and this is a big project. Tell us why this project is happening.
Well, we've identified Despain needing to be reconstructed a few years ago, and we've been banking or carrying over funds from the state of Oregon. It's from our federal gas tax allocation, and setting those funds aside to do a large project instead of segmented small project. So we've identified it in the budget, fiscal year FY19, so a few years back. And this project now is Despain, the surface wearing layer of the street is in disrepair, and the overall conditions need to be addressed. So we are looking at and started a design last year, knowing that we've now got adequate funds to move forward. And that design was adding a parking lane on the north side to help with some traffic calming issues and concerns about safety for people in the area. And then engineering also looked at bulb outs and traffic calming at the intersections just to create a folks to slow down. Neighborhood petitioned the city council about their concerns with widening the street. They would like it left the same. They expressed a lot of safety concerns. And we tried to express, here's the improvements we're making and why. So that has been circulating within the community for a little while this last month. And again, if you have information or concerns one way or the other, the best way is to reach out to a city councilor for your area. You can find that information on our city website and under city mayor and city council, and make contact with them to let them know where you're at on this project. So that's the background. Our ordinance that we went through when we adopted our transportation system plan called for a collector road with the right-of-way. And that's the thing a lot of folks don't understand too, is the right-of-way is 70 feet from 4th Street going west, and it's 78 feet from 4th Street to Main Street. So a very wide right-of-way. Our newer standards we adopted for collector would be no on-street parking at all. It would be designed to be 30, 35 mile an hour travel speeds, but it functions as a neighborhood street. So we classify it as a major residential, and we were designing around that. So one aspect is to design to 32 feet. It's currently 30 feet wide. If we go to 32, it'd still be two travel lanes opposing and a parking lane on one side, and it would actually make it wider and feel more open for the driver than it already does when there's no opposing traffic or cars parked on the street at all. So the other option is to go to the 36 foot width and add 6 feet to the north side, which would give us two parking lanes and restrict the travel lanes down, make them a little more narrow than they are today. They're currently 11 feet. That would function as two 10 foot travel lanes. So when you do have cars parked, you get some traffic calming from that. And then again, bulb outs. When I say that term, That's where the sidewalk is extended out into the parking lane, and you have the pedestrian more visible over parked cars for travelers or vehicle drivers to see and slow down and or stop. So we're trying to put that package together. We started on it last year, reached out, did some design engineering, did the engineering for the curb lines on both sides. And that's pretty much where we left off. Our lead engineer tech resigned in June of last year. Our other engineering tech resigned in January of last year. So our engineering department is down to one, our associate engineer, and then our city engineer to provide oversight and direction on engineering design. So we're busy right now getting overlays out the door. So we are looking that this project will probably be delayed until next year. And one of the considerations we're hoping council may make is let us do open houses this fall instead of pick an option right now and go through what these traffic calming measures are and the issue of right-of-way. Within that right-of-way, the property owners own up to the back of the sidewalk. Between the back of sidewalk to the other side, back of sidewalk onto Spain, is the city's right-of-way. So again, we have a lot of education that didn't happen because we're just moving forward with our transportation system plan recommendations and engineering practices for traffic calming.
And what are some of the proposals for this project?
Yeah, so the proposal from the petitioners is to leave it as it is. And when we look at that proposal, that's doable. It doesn't address any of the safety concerns. The other proposal is repave to the 32, as I talked earlier. And if we do the 32, the other issue we have is still maintaining two travel lanes and the existing configuration. We can't provide a traffic calming bulb out on the north side. You can't bulb out into the travel lane at 11-foot width. So we would still be able to do the bulb outs on the south side and draw attention there, but not on the north. The other one is, as we discussed, repave to 36, give us parking lanes on both sides. I see advantages to the parking lanes for Pioneer Park playground and structure, busy during the summer months. It also benefits the community and the properties fronting. The community mainly for activities on Main Street, Roundup, Whiskey Fest. Folks flow up into the neighborhood trying to find parking, and this would be a safer environment for them to park in. So again, we'll see where this goes. It's going to be I call it a political decision for our city council to make.
And how much will this project cost?
We estimate about $150,000 a block, pushing about $900,000 for the total project. There's been discussion that, well, if we do the parking lane, that's going to add time to the project. Our cost, and it does add a little bit of cost. Engineering calculated that to be about $30,000 to do that extra 6 feet. We have to do the curb and gutter anyway, and that's something that folks need to understand. The existing curb is knife edge, and water gets in between the knife edge and the pavement and helps spall out, creating issues from freeze thaw. By doing concrete gutters with the curb, that water travels down that gutter and doesn't get out into the street and into that contact point with the asphalt. This project's going to replace all that old knife edge curb to curb and gutter. And so whether we do existing conditions, we add 2 feet or we add 6 feet, the process and the construction will be about the same in time.
And when will this project, give or take place?
Well, that's where talking to engineering, where we're at in a decision from council, we're moving forward with a plethora of projects. So to come back to this and do a redesign, because if we keep it the same, we did not survey the existing curb line, and that's the basis of design, is the curb lines. So we'd have to resurvey and restart. And now that we're down two positions from where we started last year, We may have to outsource some assistance to get there. So really, it would be next year.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We've been talking about the Despain Widening Project with Bob Patterson, Public Works Director, City of Pendleton. And we will be back. Continue our conversation after this.
People often ask, can you fix my car? And nearly always the answer is, yes, we can. Hi, Scott here for your locally owned Pendleton Tire Factory. Did you know that we do brakes, batteries, tune-ups, air conditioning work, cooling system, shock struts, trailer wiring, install tow hitches, and quite often we can get the work completed on the same day. We also service most RVs and living quarter horse trailers. Pendleton Tire, Eastgate, Pendleton, 276-2774.
Alaska Air Jet Service has arrived in Walla Walla. The jet is more efficient and quieter than the turboprop, and it flies faster. Plus, enjoy in-flight entertainment and Wi-Fi on board. Fly in comfort with daily service between Walla Walla and Seattle. The midday Walla Walla flight still has good connections at SeaTac and beyond, so purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and enjoy your flight from the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Need more incentive? Free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
Every year, over one quarter of adults suffer a fall, but there are steps that can be taken to help reduce the risk. Join Mackay Creek Estates on Thursday, March 23rd at 2 p.m. for a free webinar with certified athletic trainer Adrian Cahigas. He will provide expertise on the physical factors that can lead to falls, fitness routines for older adults to build strength, and advice on fall-proofing the home. You can sign up for the free webinar at prestigecanhelp.com. Again, that's prestigecanhelp.com.
Ready to change the colors inside your home? Zimmerman & Company True Value can help you start right. Here's Jeff to tell you more.
Well, the paint selection here is just as good as anywhere else, and we have a color matching machine. We have all the popular color palettes and themes, and we also have knowledgeable people who know what's up to date and what's the popular choice of nowadays.
Open 7 days a week, Zimmerman & Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street for over 80 years in downtown Pendleton.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Bob Patterson, Public Works Director for City of Pendleton. We've been talking about the Despain Widening Project, continuing that conversation this morning. And Bob, one of the questions regarding this project is, how were residents notified?
Initially, what we do ahead of a project is send out a letter to all the fronting property owners, letting them know we have a project coming. And right now, city crews are doing the second phase of sewer work. It's really about the neighbors being able to address their sewer laterals ahead of us paving the project, and to possibly work with a local plumber, make sure that their sewer's fine. Because once we pave, we have a penalty program for 6 years for patching a cut in a street. So we try to work with all the utilities. We try to get that letter out. That letter did mention, hey, we're widening. We didn't attach plans or drawings. That letter went out in August of 2022. And in that letter, we conveyed that once we have the project finished design and the bid documents posted, we directed them where they would find it on the website. That's our typical fashion. But, you know, we're having internal discussion that when we do make a modification like this, that we probably do more public outreach and send copies of those drawings. So we're learning from this experience also. We do, like this season, we're probably going to have 20 blocks that we'll overlay, and some of those require alterations. This is one of the things for staff when we're down in numbers. Doing public outreach takes time. So that's why it would be nice to give us or afford us time to help educate. And if that same decision's made in this fall, I'm all for it. If the decision's made by the council April 4th, we will support it. We will move forward.
There have been concerns raised by petitioners about this project. How is the city addressing those?
Yes, a lot of that was discussed at the public meeting. And in that discussion, several items came up. So they addressed concerns about speed limits on Despain and speed motorist travel. Residents suggest for calming traffic included installing speed bumps or lowering the road speed limit to 15 miles an hour. A collector is designed to get you from point A to B much faster than residential roads, but because this functions, again, as a major residential, it's unposted, therefore it's 25 miles an hour. The city has no intention to change that and actually post the speed. The issue we have at hand and we tried to address is people drive their comfort level. And if nobody's out there and they get comfortable, they start thinking about work, they pick up their speed until they feel that, hey, things are a little tight for me now, and keep driving at the speed. The other thing we heard about is the stop signs at Northwest 4th and Northwest 7th. And people run those all the time. When I was interviewed by the East Oregonian reporter earlier this week, he noted he was out there and observing and taking pictures, and he only saw one person, one vehicle, come to a full stop. Everybody slows down a little bit and they roll right through the stop sign. So, you know, that's going to be an ongoing issue. And our design does not, and traffic calming enhancements do not address the mindset of the driver. So that's where, frankly, if you know that person, neighbor, reach out to them and tell them, hey, I noticed you were going a little too fast down to Spain. Would you please slow down and explain why? But where our citizens need to engage themselves in that front too. And again, law enforcement's there, but law enforcement has to cover the entire city. So they can't always be in the right spot at the right time.
I know that there's some other things regarding this project that you'll probably want to discuss too, but we are also up against the clock, and there's some other issues that you wanted to discuss this morning. But as far as this, the Despain widening project, what else do people need to know this morning?
You know, which way you're leaning, please contact your city councilor. And again, their contact information is on the city website. Let them know where you are on the issue, and help them make an informed decision, hearing from the citizens of this community.
All right. And again, if anybody has more questions, there is information on the city's website about the Despain widening project. We're going to take a break, come back, continue our conversation, talk about a couple other things with Bob Patterson, City of Pendleton Public Works Director, right after this.
Catch the Coffee Hour on your phone. Download our free mobile app, My Columbia Basin.
Get around town for free. The City of Pendleton Letter Bus Transit is a bus system within the city limits and has 11 stops a day at 30 locations throughout town. Cost of the ride is free, and the bus operates 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. For route and schedule information, please visit our website at www.pendleton.or.us/transportation or call 541-276-6476. Letter Bus Transit is brought to you by the City of Pendleton.
Looking for something for all ages? Heritage Station Museum is now open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. With our two indoor galleries, including Umatilla Gold, History of Wheat in Umatilla County, and our large grounds filled with outdoor exhibits, your family can learn all about the history of our county. Step inside the one-room cabin or the Union Pacific caboose, and don't forget to shop the Heritage Station Museum gift shop. Heritage Station Museum, 108 Southwest Fraser, Pendleton.
The Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store, is proud to be part of this great community and part of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We stand up when we hear the national anthem, put our hands on our hearts when we recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and we thank God for everything He has given us. If you feel the same way, stop by and say hi to your neighbors at the Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store. God bless America. God bless you. And God bless beer.
America's favorite rock and country band is headed to Wild Horse Resort and Casino. Come see multi-platinum selling band Little Texas live in concert Saturday, March 18th, singing the songs you know and love, including hits like Kick a Little, What Might Have Been, and God Bless Texas. Now's your chance to see one of the best live rockin' shows in all of country music, Little Texas, Saturday, March 18th. Tickets on sale now at wildhorseresort.com or visit the Wild Horse Gift Shop, Wild Horse Resort and Casino, Pendleton, Oregon.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUSH KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Public Works Director Bob Patterson for the City of Pendleton. And Bob, I know that there are some other things happening with your department. I'll just let you tell us what you'd like to share with us.
Okay. Well, next Tuesday at City Council, we have four items on the agenda. Asphalt patching, we're going to go before council with the recommendation to award to Interstate Concrete and Asphalt for up to $200,000. And that's to get us through this upcoming construction season in 2023. We also, our staff down at the Wastewater Treatment Resource Recovery Facility has been working on separating out fees and charges that they have from our regular resolution on charges for our ratepayers that use and flush to the plant. These are specific to customers that come to the plant for specific purposes. So lab fees, septage hauling, and fats, oils, and grease, or FOG as we call it. So we're looking at, they've been taking the average of the private labs, and we're going to, the resolution proposes we charge 110%, so we're slightly above average, so we're kind of non-competitive. But our focus is private sector septage hauling, private sector FOG, fats, oils, and grease. And then public sector, the lab is certified to do drinking water for the City of Pendleton. We have 8 wastewater clients from public sector. We wanted to expand that and add them for the drinking water. And what the big push behind this, Dan, is the public sector, we're having issues with holding times with these private labs. So the City of Pendleton's trying to make sure we comply and we do it in-house as best we can. We have the facility to do it. So that's our approach, but helping other smaller communities that have to travel long distance or ship bottles and they don't reach there in time, it's been a real issue of late. So anyway, we're moving forward on that. The other item is on-call professional service. We're looking at a contract extension for Consor North America through June of next year. They're working on all of our water supply related projects, and it just makes sense. We've got a lot happening this year that we hold them over for one more year. And anyway, that's going to go before council. We've discussed that in a work session. And then the next one is kind of exciting. So we applied last summer for a battery storage grant with Oregon Department of Energy with the Community Renewable Energy Program. That's a mouthful, which is why we like to use acronyms. But that grant applies to $850,000 being awarded to the City of Pendleton for battery storage. And that battery storage will be located at a solar array that is moving forward. Now it's called Buckaroo One, and it's located up off of where all the hotels are up by exit 210. It will be south facing and kind of to the east of the hotels. Then we'll locate this battery at that spot, and it's going to be tied to the grid and have shunt relays that will isolate, so the battery will be backup storage to the water filtration plant. So if we lose power, the water filtration plant won't have to run off our backup generator. It'll be able to use this battery storage. It's 100 kilowatts, which is about the size of our water filtration plant needs to keep running, and then has about 7 hours worth of storage. And it will also, in time, as the workforce housing develops in that area, be available for the workforce housing during power between the relays. So anyway, we're excited to see this move forward, and we hope the City Council, they've acknowledged it. We're hopeful that they approve the performance agreement, and we keep moving. Otherwise, latest happenings, we had 2 recent resignations, our regulatory specialist and our water superintendent. So the regulatory specialist focuses on in-house training, is a key component of our safety committee, usually the chair, and also addresses all of our water system requirements, regulatory requirements. So the first round review is this week, or this Friday. And then for the water superintendent, April 7th is his last day, and that will be the first day of review for his position. And then our other projects, moving forward. Airport Reservoir and Booster Station, painters are showing up next week as weather holds. And they're working on the booster pump station right now. And they're pouring the generator pad, hopefully not this week, maybe early next week. So things keep moving along. We're hoping that later this summer, we'll be able to fill the new reservoir, and then the booster station itself will come online probably September, October. So that project's been moving along fairly smoothly. Highway 1130 connector road and water lines, been having a series of meetings with property owners, our consultants. The big one there is we're going before the Business Oregon Infrastructure Finance Authority, their board, and provide a presentation Friday, April 7th. And that's for basically $16.9 million in loan funds. We have the debt service to cover that. So if they make the award and they've set aside the money for us, so this to me is more a formality so they can hear what we're trying to do and accomplish and know where their money is being spent, then we're pulling the trigger on a whole bunch of work up in that workforce housing area that we've been talking about over the last probably year. And then well 11, they are now installing casing. So they've drilled to 268 feet with a 23 inch hole. They slid a 20, they're sliding a 20 inch casing down inside. We're hoping that by this week, Friday, they can grout the, space between the hole and the casing, and then start drilling out the rest of the way. So that project's moving forward nicely. And once they have the well done, and then we move to the pump test. And the pump testing will determine the size of pumping equipment we put in there. So we're excited to get through that in April. And at that point, part of the projects we're looking at doing with the monies are East End Booster Pump Station, which will serve the workforce housing and the exit 210 hotels and that whole area. And then we also have well 11B well house. So we're getting ready to pull the trigger on some big projects. Meanwhile, engineering's working on overlays, crack seals, and slurry seals. We reviewed our budget of about $1.2 million to target. And that list is being put together. We've done the utility conflicts review and hoping to get that out the door real soon. We're meeting today on Southeast 3rd Street reconstruction. And that project's really, we have Anderson Perry assisting us to do the design. The Pendleton Development Commission has approved $1.5 million to go towards that. And the work that's being done currently on Southeast 3rd is the water line. So that's a separate contract and contractor, Tappany's in there. And we're getting things switched over from the old to the new. And that old line is 1911 vintage. So it's nice to know that it's going out of service.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to let Bob Patterson, Public Works Director, take a break, and we'll talk to you again next month, Bob.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And that's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. We'll be back again tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.